Maurira e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome to the Māori Millionaire podcast, where we talk about all things entrepreneurship, finance, all about getting our life together. For those that are new here, my name is Te Kahukura, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, ngai tūhoe te whakatohia hoki. I am a 21-year-old money mindset coach. I'm an entrepreneur. I do a lot of things, really. But my biggest thing that I do is I help teach others how they can also transform their lives too. Over the past 3 years, I have undertaken my own journey when it comes to my mindset, my mental health, my physical health, my finances, my business, in all ways. And so today is actually Saturday, and I do not usually work on the weekend, but I'm here with my cup of tea, and I'm here recording a podcast, a video for you all, because I just had some ideas that I really just wanted to share in a podcast today. So I'm going to have a little sip of my tea. I hope that was like a little ASMR thing for you all. But as I said, I don't normally work in the weekends, but I just really wanted to share what's on my mind today. And what's on my mind today is a lot about mindset and how we can use our emotions to our advantage when in the past, especially for myself, they have not been something that I could use to my advantage. And one thing that I hated about the finance industry before starting Māori Millionaire was that they talked about finance as if it was just a numbers game, as if we were thinking logically about everything. Like, oh yeah, I know that I should be budgeting and I know that I should be putting money aside for X, Y, and Z, and so therefore I'm going to do that. When I know from my own experiences that it's not just a logical game. It's not just like, okay, I know I should be doing X, so therefore I'm going to do X. It's like, no, when you have underlying trauma, when you have mental health issues, when you have cultural, you know, things that you need to do, when you live in a system that was not designed for you to succeed, it makes doing the logical thing so much harder. And that's what I hated about the finance space, which is why I started my business, so that I could try and, you know, share my own journey about how I'm navigating life and how I am basically on a journey of becoming a millionaire whilst still living in Te Ao Māori, living in a world or living in a system that, you know, a lot of people say that the system is failing, that the system is not working, but I really disagree. The system is doing exactly what it was designed to do. It was designed to keep Māori at the bottom. And I am living every day trying to fight the system, trying to, you know, create resources, create educational content that can help our whānau to overcome these things, because I know that when we have more money, we have more resources, we have more access to the things that will help us to live truly as Māori and live in alignment as Māori. And when I first started my kaupapa, Māori Millionaire, I had a lot of whānau actually message me, and what they would say things like, this is the most Pākehā thing I have ever seen. How can you talk about Māori and millionaire in the same sentence? Like, Māori don't think about money. Māori don't care about business. Māori aren't entrepreneurs. What are you talking about? And back then, I didn't know what to say to them. I was 18 when I started this business. But now I am so fully confident in my kaupapa that honestly, you are stupid if you think that Māori don't care about money. You are stupid if you think that Māori don't care about entrepreneurship. If you go back to pre-colonization, we were the best traders ever. We had businesses. We were in the space of being able to create resources, make do with everything that we have, make things last longer, build sustainable plans, create a legacy that we can leave behind for like mokopuna decisions. Like, and that's exactly what this kaupapa is about. It's about how can we create so much wealth that we can leave this here for generations to come. Because I don't care about what, you know, like so many people think, oh, you know, if you care about money, you only care about like the physical things. You only care about materialism. I don't give a crap about stuff like that. Like, honestly, like I do not care about getting a flash car or buying a flash house or any of that kind of stuff. I care about time freedom. I care about being able to help whānau. I care about being able to create resources so that I can support my own whānau. I care about having a business where I can help people so that they can create this in their own life also. I care about going back to my marae and, you know, all of these things. So, oh, I feel like I'm just like got so much to share today. Just need another little bit of a tea. Today's episode is about how we can use our feelings, our mindset, our things like this, when they are not positive, to our own advantage. And I'm just going to check my notes. So this is a very weird podcast episode. I've never done something like this. But as I said, it's Saturday, and I just really wanted to share what I have for you all. But I'm going to start in a second. But before we do, I have been working on a very exciting offer for you all. As you will have known if you follow me on social media, if you follow me over on Instagram, that I fully booked out of my one-on-one money mindset coaching spots. There's no more spots available there to work with me one-on-one. And so what I've been working on is a new offer, and I don't want to share too much about it, but essentially it's the only way to work in close proximity with me, but in a different way to my one-on-one package. And this package is going to support you in similar ways to the one-on-one work, but in a group capacity. I'm not going to share too much about what we're going to go over and all those things and what it's going to look like, because there's going to be more information in the description below. If you go down there and you sign up for the waitlist, then when more information is available, I will send it directly to your emails. So make sure to go and sign up for that in the description below. But that's all I'm going to say about that for the moment. So yeah, today I want to talk about using our mind to our own advantage. And how this kind of came about was, yesterday I invested $13,000 in myself and my business in an opportunity. And I have invested before, so many times before. I've been doing this for years, right? But this was the biggest amount, you know, for one package that I've ever invested. It was for a coach for myself. Like, I've already worked with this coach before, but her prices have gone up. And so I have invested again in her. And this was a huge amount of money. Like, and for those listening who are like, what the hell, that's so much money. I know, you know, it was 3 years ago when I was looking at my bank balance with $0. And today I'm making an investment of $13,000. And that's just in one thing. I'm investing in other things also. And so I know how much money that is. But I wanted to share this because as soon as I hit submit, I was still happy and I was still like, okay, this is cool. But it was shortly after, I just got this full wave of like anxiety and fear. And all I was thinking was, why did you do that? That's so dumb. Why did you do that? I shouldn't have done that. What if this doesn't pay off? You've just spent a whole lot of money. What are you up to? That was dumb. Why did you do that? You can't get a refund now. You know, all of those types of things. I immediately went into fear and anxiety. And this is not unusual. This has happened before. And back in the past, when I would have these like negative things come up in my mind, I would allow those to spiral and I would just sit in it and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so dumb, Tikaruga. Why did you do this? You're so stupid. You know, all of those types of things. But because I have been investing in myself consistently for years now, I have become so self-aware in the things that, you know, pop up in my mind, the thoughts, the whakaaro, all of those types of things. And I have done the inner work. So now I'm self-aware. So when those things came up for me, I was like, this isn't true. Like, one, I didn't waste my money. I know this was a great investment. Logically, from my conscious mind, I knew this. I knew that my subconscious mind was just trying to protect me. So for those who don't know much about the kind of mindset world, your subconscious mind is a part of your brain, which is just there to kind of try and protect you. It's there to keep you informed about dangers. And if you think about back in the hunter-gatherer days, like, we literally needed that because there were so many predators out there that would like kill you if you made the wrong move, right? But now it's like 2024, like, yes, of course, you shouldn't walk in front of a bus, and like your fear in your brain would tell you don't walk in front of a bus, or if there's fire, don't put your hand in the fire, you know, all of those types of things. But when it comes to money and investing, we have the same kind of things. And so in the past, I have made investments before that did not pan out, that did not work out. And so this was my subconscious mind going, oh my gosh, you've done it again. This is not good. You're going to waste money. What did you do? This was dumb. All of those types of things. But what my subconscious mind did not know was that my conscious mind had done the research. One, I've already worked with this mentor before. I already know she's amazing. And so my conscious mind already knew that this was a great move for me, but my subconscious mind was still scared. It was afraid. It was terrified of wasting that much money. And so I'm going to walk you through the steps that I took in this moment of living in straight fear that I had wasted my money when logically I knew that I had not. And the reason why it's important to work through these and not just push them to the back of your mind is a very important reason. And this is about your mindset. And I see so many business owners do this, is if you allow your limiting beliefs to stay alive in your brain, they will cause you to make misaligned actions. And so what I mean by this is, if I stayed in that state of believing that I had wasted my money, that would mean that I, and this sounds ridiculous to people, but I truly believe that if I had stayed in that moment, I would have not taken coaching as seriously. I would have started to believe that that money was wasted. I would have started to believe that I wasn't going to make that money back. And that would have caused me to take actions that would have made that true. And people think I'm delulu as when I start talking about this, but it's real. And what I mean by this is, if you, for example, have a fear that you don't know how to make money, and you start telling yourself, I don't know how to make money, I suck at making money, I'm not good at this, you're going to take actions that are in alignment with that thinking. And so when you have those thoughts, it's your responsibility to be able to rewire them and to be able to heal those so that you can start taking aligned actions with the reality that you actually want to live. So my subconscious mind and what I truly desired, they were not in alignment. What was in alignment was that I knew that this was a great investment for myself. It was the right step to take for my business. I'd already thought about it before, you know, hitting submit. I already knew that it was the good decision for me, but it wasn't in alignment with my subconscious mind. And so I needed to get them in alignment. So I've been loving tea, by the way, lately. Like, I never imagined that I'd become a tea girl, but I've become a tea girl. And it's so funny. I think it's on my whole water journey too. Like, tea is, like, you know, obviously very low calories, like, and it's just something so yummy. I love tea now. Random off topic, but I just wanted to share that. Anyways, so how did I get through this? The first thing that I did was, I knew this was big. Like, I was literally like in a little, I'm not going to say panic attack, but I started to feel like all scared and anxious and all of those types of things. And so I knew that if I just pushed it to the back of my mind and I kept going with what I was doing, that was not going to end well. And so what I did was I stopped what I was doing and I meditated. In that meditation, I continued to feel that worry and that anxiety. Those thoughts kept on popping into my mind. But I also heard the quietest whisper from my nan, and she told me it was all going to be fine. So for those that don't know, my nan passed away earlier this year. She was my rock. She was my everything. And having her not in the physical world, in this world, has been so hard. But the thing that's kept me going is that I talk to her and she's still with me every single day. And so I don't feel like I miss her. I miss being able to be with her in the physical world, but I'm still with her every single day, just spiritually, you know? And so my nan told me that it was going to be absolutely fine. It was actually going to be kete pai. But she also told me to get moving, like, as in go on a hikui or something like this. And so one thing that I really, this has been crazy for me. So I've always, obviously, I'm Māori, like, we spiritual people. And I know this 100%, but I haven't always felt connected to this. Like, I've always kind of pushed this, like, I don't know, like, I've always believed in spirituality and all that kind of thing. But on my wealth journey, and for those listening in today, being able to connect to your wairua, to your spirituality, will be the hugest game changer for you in business and your finances. Because when you can connect to a higher power, it's no longer just up to you. Like, you don't have to make all the decisions by yourself. You don't have to figure everything out by yourself, because you've got all of your tūpuna on your side. You've got all of your loved ones who are no longer in the physical world with you, who are there helping you, guiding you. And so if you're not already connected, then I would encourage you to walk down that path, because it will change your life, seriously. So anyways, my nan told me it would be all goods. She told me to go for a hikui, and so that's what I did. I had kaupapa on that day. Like, I needed, so I was, a bit of context for this, I was like on my lunch break when I decided to buy this thing. And so I didn't have much time and I had things that I needed to do. And in the past, as I said, I would have allowed this to spiral me and I would have probably just cancelled the other things that I needed to do on that day. But I knew that that wasn't going to happen. So I went on my 10-minute walk. And at the start, those fears, those worries continued to come in my mind. So those were very loud. It was like, why did you do this? This was a mistake. You've wasted so much money. You're not going to be able to make that money back. Like, why did you do this? Blah, 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 blah. All this silly, silly kōrero. Anyways, there was one whisper of, you're going to be just fine. And that was the quietest piece of information that was coming in my mind, but it was the piece of information that I decided to listen to. I decided to listen to that and make that louder, as opposed to listening to all of the negative stuff that were popping into my mind. I actively decided to listen to the piece of information that I wanted to believe, because like truly I want to believe that everything's going to be fine, right? I don't want to believe that I've made a mistake. That's dumb. Why would anyone want to do that? And so I decided to believe that everything was going to be okay. And when you can make that active decision that you're going to choose what you choose to believe in, then you can start ignoring all of the other stuff. And I'm not saying that it disappears. It's still there. But I chose to believe that everything was going to be fine and I was going to walk down that path as opposed to entertaining the idea that potentially I have made a mistake. And so I chose to walk down that path. And so how can you actually choose to walk down that path? Because I know when you've got all of these negative thoughts and whakaaro popping into your mind, all you want to do is listen to them because they're so loud. It's terrifying, right? And so the way that I do this is I use something called an ask formation. So you guys have heard of affirmations, those things like money flows to me effortlessly and easily. That's an affirmation. That's something that supports, you know, this new belief that you want to create. An ask formation is a question you ask your subconscious mind so that you can find reasons to support it. So for example, you know how like when you're having a terrible time and you're like, why am I so dumb? Or why am I so lazy? When you ask those questions, your brain is going to give you reasons, or like your brain's job is just to answer those questions, right? So if you're asking yourself, why am I so poor? Your brain's going to come up with ideas like, oh, it's because your family's poor. It's because you have a dumb job. It's because of X, Y, and Z. Your brain will always just give you the answers that of the questions that you're asking. So instead of asking those bad questions, you want to use quality questioning. So quality questioning is when you ask yourself the questions you truly want the answers to. So for example, on my walk, I asked myself these two questions. The first one was, what past evidence do I have that tells me that I know what I am doing and I am making the right decision in my business? And so I then came up with all of the past examples of times that I have made the good decisions in my business. I have made investments and they have worked out. And this is just going to create evidence in your mind that you know what you're doing, because it's like you can believe whatever you want to believe. And this is what I want whānau to understand, is that whatever you tell yourself you're going to believe, if you tell yourself that you're a loser, that you suck and that you're terrible, that you're poor and that your family's poor and so you're going to be poor, that is all you're ever going to believe. And I used to live in that victim mindset 24/7, but I decided that I no longer wanted to. And so I decided that I was no longer going to entertain that whakaaro. And so now I don't. So the next question I asked myself was, what beliefs are going to support me in this moment? And so the beliefs that were going to support me in that moment was, I know what I'm doing in my business. I have come this far. I know how to get myself to that next level. I have my tūpuna on my side. My nan is guiding me throughout this journey. Other beliefs that are going to support me in this moment is, I've literally already worked with this mentor. I know that she is worth her weight in gold, and that's why I decided to invest my money in her again. What were the other beliefs? The other beliefs were, you know, I know that I'm consistent. I'm doing the mahi behind the scenes. I know that I'm putting in the work, and so I know that I'm going to create the results that I truly want. These are the beliefs that I want to believe, and so I needed to list them. I needed to use an ask formation so that I could create those beliefs that I wanted to believe. I needed to filter them in my mind. If I instead didn't think about all of these questions and I just focused on all of the negative things, I would still be in that spiral today. I would still be worrying that I've made a mistake, but I didn't want to. And so I decided to focus on the things that I did want to believe and think about. And so I used to ask affirmations, and those are the questions that I asked myself. Once I channeled my focus into the questions I truly wanted answers for, the fear and anxiety started to disappear. It just it just flowed away because I was focusing on all the great things and all the good things. And so it just starts to disappear because your brain, like, it doesn't have enough room for all of the good things and all of the bad things. It only has so much room. So I filled it up with all those good things, all those good thoughts, all the good evidence, and slowly the room for the negativity just kind of disappeared. And so remember, I'm still going off very small time because I've got things I needed to do. So step number five, once I had gotten home from this hikoi, I got out my journal and I did some journaling. The first question was, who do I need to become in order to achieve all that I want in this coaching package? So then I started creating lists. What do I need to do? How can I improve so that I can make the most of this coaching package? Because I know that it's worth it and I know that I'm going to benefit from it, right? The next question I asked myself was, what past evidence do I have that tells me that I know what I am doing? This is from the ask formation that I did before. And so I needed to like physically write this out. And then the next question was the same one as before. What beliefs are going to support me in this moment? So I created a list of beliefs that were going to support me. So in this moment, I really allowed my creativity to flow. Like I put my phone on airplane mode. I just allowed myself to be in that creative space and to write and to journal and to listen to my tipuna, allow them to guide me to the next steps that I needed to take and the steps that were right for me, the steps that were in alignment. And I really want to just kind of explain this a little bit more in the sense that when you can trust yourself wholeheartedly, when you can trust your puku, you can trust your tipuna, that both of you know what you're doing, then you don't have to worry. You really don't have to worry. And so I allowed myself in that space to just become like, I don't need to worry. It's not up to like, you know, what is meant for me will never pass me. And so I leaned into that. Number six, once I had cleared this, I had my new positive energy. I was feeling magnetic. I was feeling amazing. I was feeling inspired. I was feeling motivated. I was feeling excited about this next journey for me. I got straight back into mahi. As I said, I didn't have much time and there were things that I wanted to get done on that day. And so I got straight back into the mahi that I was doing before I got worried. And the key thing here is that I don't allow my emotions to control my day anymore. They used to. You know, my emotions used to tell me, oh, I don't feel like going for a hikoi. I don't feel like hanging out with people. I just want to stay home and stay in bed and eat junk food and just sit here with my vape and, you know. And I used to listen to that. And now it doesn't serve me. And so I don't allow it to. And so if you live in that space of allowing your emotions to control your day, I want you to re-listen to this episode, listen to it whenever you need it, because this has changed my life and I know that it will change yours as well. So yeah, as I said, I got straight back into my mahi and this was yesterday and now we're today. And I just wanted to share this with you all because I know how hard it is when you've got these voices in your mind telling you stuff you don't want to believe. How do you actually work through that? This is how I work through it. This is how I did it yesterday. And I hope this helps anyone listening into this episode today. I really, really hope that it helped you. And if you have any questions, if you have any podcast requests, recommendations, please send me a message over on Instagram. That's the best way to contact me on Instagram, DMs. I hope that this helped. And if you have any questions, any requests, please send me a message over there. Also, I would very much appreciate it if you did get anything from this podcast episode. If you could share this on your stories, if you could share this on social media or share it to a friend who you think would benefit from this, please share it because this just allows the podcast to grow organically. I want to help as many whānau as I can and I need your help to do that. So I would really appreciate it if you could do that. But I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. As I said, it's Saturday and I just really wanted to share everything that has been on my mind when it comes to this. So I hope that you were able to get some value from it. As I said at the beginning, my new offer is going to come out soon. So make sure to go and have a look at that in the description below. I've got the link, the details down there. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And honestly, I love you all. And I will chat to you all next week. All right. Ka kite.